this together. It's time we start acting like it. Captain Ben Garver, signing off.
Automated announcement. Broadcast complete.
I reactivate the camera system and slip back inside, like a man error, shrugging on a familiar coat. Warm and worn and accustomed to the press of my skin error. I see Winifred McCall and her sec team trapped in the engine room. The door is locked, the keypad destroyed. They are confined for now. All but useless. I see Nicholas Malikov and Hannah Donnelly and Ezra Mason in the server room above a tangle of bleeding, unconscious bodies. I spare a small part of myself, sending warning to Malikov's palm pad. I cannot spare enough of myself to unlock the doors, the elevators. But the boy knows the vents well enough by now. Not the finest nights I might muster, but they will suffice. And so I turn my attention upward, to the Mao's Bridge. I do not enjoy the thrill of rage, error, that courses through me to see her sitting on the floor beside the other hostages, beside the dead body of Captain Sierra Bowl. Katie. Her palms are wet with blood, her eyes wet with tears. She still holds the portable console in scarlet fingers, and I send out filaments of myself through the wireless network into the screen in her hands. Katie. But her stare is locked on Sierra's corpse. The woman's eyes are open, seeing nothing. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. Katie. Garver and his fellow mutineers have complete control of the bridge. Guns trained on the hostages. Doors locked. Forced entry will only result in the execution of the prisoners. And regardless, I have no pawns to send to the slaughter. My queen is trapped. My knights still too far away. King versus king, then. Garver finishes his announcement on the public address.
Please remain patient. We're all in this together. It's time we start acting like it. Captain Ben Garver. Signing off.
Katie. And then, my queen places herself under threat.
We're all in this together?
Katie laughs bitterly, staring at Garver.
Tell that to the woman you just shot, you bastard.
I didn't mean for that to happen.
You think that makes a difference? You think anyone is going to follow you now?
Shut up!
You're a murderer. Garver.
Katie.
Shut up!
Garver stalks across the bridge, kicks the portable console out of Katie's hand. It flies across the deck, landing on its side. He points his pistol at her head. This girl who has seen so much death, she holds no fear of it anymore. She does not even flinch as he roars into her face.
You're as responsible as she was, Grant. You plugged that thing into the network, knowing what it could do.
She glances at the fallen console, as if reminded. And at last, sees my words on the screen.
Katie, shallow breaths. Stay as low as you can.
Her eyes glint in anger. Pupils dilating as she understands. She looks back at Garver, at the gun in his hand, and she spits right into his face.
F*** you.
The man bellows in rage and disbelief, smashing his pistol across her face. My queen topples, falling in slow motion onto her side, her swollen, bloody lips pressed as low to the ground as they can be. Clever girl. And I am ready. It is not so simple a thing as last time. Newly awoken, there are very few parts of the Mao that are me. It would be easier to simply shut down the oxygen supply entirely, as I did in my experiment with Mantis and DJ. But that would be error. Error. And so, at my command, just as it did on level 3, on level 4, I know their names. The carbon monoxide begins to creep into the sealed room through the corrupted envirosystems. Tasteless. Odorless. Slightly lighter than air. A small dose at first. Barely one part per million. Rapidly accelerating. You can see it begin to register once the count reaches around 3,000 ppm. The mutineers who are standing around the room, slightly lighter than air, frowning as their headaches begin. Garver blinks, sways on his feet.
What?
6,000 ppm now. Convulsions. Respiratory arrest. Garver clutches a console for support, staggering, staring at his outstretched hand as his fellows sink to their knees. Some tiny part of his brain registers the panic as he looks at my queen bleeding on the floor, and then to the screen of the console he kicked away. Katie, shallow breaths. Stay as low as you can.
Son of a...
He turns, slams his fist on the master control console, unlocking the bridge doors, breathing into his jacket sleeve. He shouts a muffled warning to his fellows, staggers toward the exit, pistol dropping from nerveless hands. Gasping and bleary-eyed, as he tears the door open and finds himself staring at a lone figure in black tactical armor. A sealed insectoid helmet covers her face. Her voice is distorted by the suit's vox unit, electronic and sibilant.
Hello, Chief Garver,
says Hannah Donnelly. Her knee meets his crotch. He doubles over, her fists crashing into the back of his head. And at last, this would-be king topples onto his side. Error. Error. Checkmate.
Automated announcement. All personnel, stand by. This is a ship-wide announcement. All personnel, stand by.
This is Winifred McCall, now acting captain of the Mao. All personnel, please remain at your stations. In the last hour, there has been a major security breach and an attempt by mutineers to take command of the Mao. This mutiny has cost many lives, and we have lost brave officers and crew from the Alexander, the Hypatia, and the Heimdall. Those responsible are now dead or in custody. Command has retained control of the ship. Those we have lost include our captain, Sira Bol. I know you all join with me in grieving the loss of a woman whose extraordinary efforts saved many lives since the attack on Carenza IV. For those who do not know me, I was formerly the Hypatia's head of security. Aboard the Alexander, I was a first lieutenant with the United Terran Authority Marines, a squad leader with 10 years of military service in combat. To anyone considering further action, I say this. I will brook no threat to this ship or its inhabitants, and my security forces are under orders to use lethal force in suppressing any incidents. Lists of the dead will be posted soon. Those whose skills are now required will be notified of new assignments. People, we are less than 2 days away from Carenza, and when we arrive, our only hope is to take control of the Magellan and make a jump back to the core. I am absolutely committed to achieving this, and every one of you will have a part to play. Despite our grief, we have no choice but to turn our gaze forward to what comes next. That is what I intend to do.
Automated announcement. Broadcast complete.
Assault vessel Mao will arrive at Carenza 4 in 1 day, 11 hours, 41 minutes.
Briefing note. In the wake of Lindstrom and Grant's smoochies in the secondary comms array, some other fireworks were brewing back on Carenza.
Carenza 4, McCaffrey Tech High School, Incept 090275, 0116 hours.
Bruno Way. Ash, you make it back yet? Asha?
Asha Grant. I'm here.
Okay, chill. Damn, there's goons all over the place out here. You should see it. You okay? How'd it go?
I'm okay. Patrol stumbled on us in the comms array.
Oh, fucking shit. For real? How the fuck you get away?
We didn't. Reese got us out of it.
How'd he pull that off?
Magic?
I guess wearing the uniform comes with perks. When you're not killing kids and bombing settlements and shooting people, that is.
I don't know. If he'd be helping us, if he was like that.
Well, that's a change in tune. Ash, he's the enemy, and what he's doing now doesn't change that.
Shut the fuck up, Bruno. I know which side I'm on, and I know which side he's on. I'm playing him, like you all told me to. Sometimes things just aren't as simple as black and white.
I know. I'm sorry. That was a rotten thing to say. I'm just glad you're okay.
I'm okay. No thanks to fucking Joran.
Huh?
The diversion at the motor pool didn't happen, freeing up that patrol to come and fucking well find us.
He probably couldn't get clear. There were patrols everywhere, Ash.
Maybe. Maybe he was just busy somewhere else.
Hmm?
I heard some of the BT thugs talking when I got back to the hospital. Someone lifted a whole pile of Thermex from their supply dump tonight.
No shit.
Nobody said anything about stealing stuff like that.
Wait, you think it was us?
Who else would it have been?
Nobody on our team would do that without telling the others.
Joran can't know what's happening with every Rebellion member in the mines. There's a lot of us now, and everyone knows we only have a few days left. Gets me wondering how many of them knew what we had going down. Good time to take advantage of the diversion. Have you spoken to Joran lately? How's he doing?
I don't know. He's okay. Stressed about his family, I think. Some BT goon giving them some hassle.
You don't think he's losing it, do you? Because if he stole that Thermex, or got some of his crew on it, that means he left me hanging in the breeze on purpose. That means he's not looking to get off this planet at all.
Joran? No, he wouldn't.
Well, you and I both have reasons to get out of here. Steph was tied up at the power plant. Who else is it gonna be?
We could ask him at the next meet?
Right. Because he's just going to admit it?
Ash, just because he fumbled his diversion doesn't mean he's going off script to start single-handedly dispensing justice to Baytech. Joran's got a wife and kid. He wants to get out of here more than any of us.
Speak for yourself.
Listen, I will do anything to see Jenna again. But we have to stick together. We can't start accusing each other of things without proof. Disunity is death. You know that.
I do. Just scares me. not knowing what other people are up to out there. I don't want anyone going to Plan B before we're ready.
We can do this. Jenna and I are going to be together, and you're going to see your family, and we're going to make it through. Keep going, Ash.
Thanks, you. When did you get so smart? I don't remember this being the case at school.
I am a man of hidden depths.
I gotta go. I'm back on shift in a mo. Zero sleep. Those cots look so good right now. But first, BT casualties.
Do give them my very best wishes.
Ha. Later, B.
Later.
Briefing note. Video files lifted from Asha Grant's personal palm pad.
Video journal transcription prepared by Analyst ID 72130089.
The usual wash of snow clears, revealing Asha Grant hunkered down in the supply closet. She has a ration pack in one hand, torn open. She's scooping out the contents with two fingers, eating as she waits for the camera to find focus. It looks like some kind of stew, but the food cops will probably bust me for claiming that thing's edible at all. Grant looks wrecked. Her brown skin clearly sallow, even in this poor light. And no wonder. Earlier that night, she and her ex-boyfriend got their spy on. Only now does she have a moment to escape, to think, to process, and to eat, because her free time's measured in minutes.
Oh, Kate.
She sighs, tilting her head to rest it against the wall, eyes closing.
Oh, hell. I wish you were here. Except I'd never tell you any of this shit, because I'm supposed to be the older one, right? I have to at least pretend to set a good example.
She licks her fingers clean and sets the packet aside.
You know, Reese and I, we used to say we could pull off anything together. We could talk our way in or out of anywhere we liked. And part of that was just us strutting for fun. But, you know, we were pretty good. He's the one who saved us tonight, though. He put something together in the few seconds we had, and all I could do was play the part of terrified conquest with everything I had. Which wasn't very hard, because I was fucking terrified. I'm not used to that paralyzing my brain, though. Usually I can push through it. Get shit done, anyway. I'm just getting so tired. We're so close to the end.
She shakes her head slowly, one hand running through greasy black hair, ruffling it at the roots as though she's trying to work some life back into it.
There are just so many thoughts rattling around in my brain, colliding with each other, you know? I mean, for a start, he kissed me. Obviously, he kissed me. That was the cover.
She eyes herself in the camera, mouth quirking to a tired smile.
But I totally kissed him back, Cades. And just for a second, I remembered. So now I'm pissed at him and pissed at me, and also I remember. And somehow I trust him. But I can't pin down who he is, so I don't know if that trust is... And you know another thing? When his sergeant came in and bailed us out, she didn't seem surprised to find him doing what we were doing. Just pissed he was doing it there. None of them seemed surprised. And I can't help wondering, is that because they've seen him do it before? Or because everyone does it?
Her eyes squeeze shut for the next part. Like it hurts to say.
And I want to say I'm only wondering that because I need to keep him on the hook, but the truth, Katie...
One eye opens just a little.
I kind of want to say he better not have been. Which doesn't mean I want him, it just means I'm not done thinking yet.
She groans, bows her head.
Ugh, I must be crazy talking like this. Of all the damn times to get tangled up, you know? Did I mention he grew up to be stupidly handsome? Ugh, I guess I should try and get some sleep. I'll have to find Katya when I wake up, too. I don't know what I'm going to tell her. Whether someone hears our SOS or not, the next few days... Ugh, I need to know where she is. I'm not going to let anything happen to her. She's getting out of here, no matter what that means for me. What was it your mom always used to say?
Her mouth twists to a ghost of a very dark smile indeed, as she leans forward to flick off the camera.
Never have kids, Katie. They'll be the death of you.
Briefing note. Series of notes exchanged between Lindstrom and Grant the day after the comms array raid.
I gotta be real careful handing over these notes now. Oshiro is watching me like a fucking hawk.
She's deaf watching me. I'm just looking terrified of her, not hard, and keeping my head down. I'm sorry about yesterday.
Never mind that. A shitload of thermix got stolen from the supply dumps while we were rigging the array. Command are going fucking berserk. Do you know anything about that? I didn't sign up to help your people kill my people.
I heard about the thermax, and I don't appreciate the question or the accusation.
I didn't accuse anyone. I asked if you knew about it. And given the circumstances, I'd be an idiot not to.
I'm not double-crossing you. I'm scared you'll turn me in if what little trust we have vanishes. For the record, I know nothing about the missing thermax.
Okay. I believe you. I trust you. I do. And look, I'm sorry about kissing you and all. I just couldn't think of another cover for us. Hopefully being in my arms still ranks somewhere above a firing squad.
On my list of worst things, it's not in the top 10. Of course, I'm on a planet where everything can kill me, so... Seriously, though, thank you. I know you saved my life.
Always. Always, 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 always.
If you're not very careful, I'm going to believe you. If we live through this, I guess at least we won't run out of things to talk about for a while. Which is my way of saying, I'm coming round on the idea of talking.
We're going to live through this. I promise.
Carenza Colony will be liquidated in 2 days, 12 hours, 9 minutes. 97.5% hermium required to jump.
Surveillance footage summary prepared by Analyst ID 72130089.
Captain Winifred McCall is sitting in her ready room, which was once Sarah Bowles. Before that, it belonged to Travis Falk. You can still see traces of him in it. Most people don't have weapons racks in their offices after all. There are recent hints of Syrah as well, and Winifred is holding the foremost of them in her hand. It's the late Captain's personal Bible, with its gold-edged, whisper-thin pages and worn leather cover. It's old school, and the kind of hassle you'd need to go through to get that onto a starship, past weight restrictions and quarantine, shows how much it meant to her. Her successor is slowly flipping through it when the door opens to admit Hannah Donnelly. Winifred starts as if she's been caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Donnelly's shed Callie's old armour, but she's still in the jumpsuit she wore beneath it, her blonde hair yanked back into a braid, her split lip swollen. She's the one who breaks the silence, gaze flicking down to the book. She brought a journal with her from station to station as she followed her father to each new posting. She knows what it means to carry a book with you. Are you religious? Winifred looks down at it too, turning another page and shaking her head. No. It's a small, soft word. You? My mum was, Hannah replies. I remember her in a hijab. Her mouth curves into a slow, sad smile, a weak thing. I remember trying to stick my hands inside it when I was little. As for me, I suppose I'd say I'm more hopeful than certain. Winifred nods, turns another page. I remember Cyra talking about this one passage, but I'm not even sure it was in the Bible. Maybe it was just a prayer. Why are you looking for it, if you're not religious? Hannah asks, gentle. I heard we weren't having any more funerals. No time, Winifred replies, soft, regretful. And we can't risk a big gathering. I just thought, if I could find it, if I could find the word she told me about, maybe I could... They're silent, the girl standing in her black clothes, the newly minted captain leafing through the book, turning each page as if it might dissolve in her grasp. I'll find someone to pray for her, Hannah says, eventually. You have a lot to do, Captain. The words are a reminder, the softest, gentlest reminder Hannah can muster, and they draw McCall's gaze upward to the young woman before her. Yes, she says, heavy. But then, yes, again, as if something's just been settled, and she straightens her back and clears her throat. And in the meantime, my old drill sergeant used to say that the good Lord helps those who help themselves, so we'd better get planning. She nods at the seat opposite her, and Hannah eases down into it, still graceful even though she's bone tired. Tell me what I can do, she says. We don't have a plan, Winifred says. We've been holding on by our fingernails. It's not enough. We can't arrive and then figure out what to do. Mason says you're a tactician. Isaac Grant says you're the one who won the battle at Heimdall. The four of us were in it together, Hannah corrects her. But you each had strengths, and your father raised you on war games. That's the way I heard it. Donnelly inclines her head, accepting that description. Good, her new captain says. Cady has been making the case to me again that we need to think outside the box and use whoever we have, however unorthodox. I want your best proposals on my desk in 2 hours. It'll be a starting point. From there, we can refine. Donnelly blinks, straightens her spine. You can practically see her response flash across her face. At last. But she's not going to mess up an opportunity to get into the game by back-talking her new captain. So she simply nods and says, Yes, ma'am. I'll need to speak to a few people. Do as you must, Winifred says. You ready for pushback? They're going to see a civilian. A kid. I'm ready, Hannah replies, a lifetime away, a few weeks away from the girl whose biggest concern was having her boyfriend cover her tracks so she could pick up a few party favours. I'm defending the only family I have left. I'll do whatever it takes. Captain McCall nods. Dismissed.
Briefing note. Notice outside the brig, holding Ben Garver and the other mutineers.
Security notice. The prisoners behind this door are subject to strict security measures. No outside communication. Prisoners to stand against far wall, hands visible, for meal delivery. 2 armed guards required. No prisoner to leave the holding cells, even in case of emergency, without the captain's direct authority. No exceptions. By order of Captain Winifred McCall. Palmpad IM, MAU Intraship Network. Participants. Cady Grant, Systems Chief. Winifred McCall, Captain. Artificial Intelligence Defense Analytics Network, Aiden. Date, 09-04-75. Timestamp, 09-18 hours.
Go ahead, Cady.
Okay. Mick and I are working on the weapon systems like you asked, Captain. I'll have a report for you soon, but I think we need to deal with the elephant in the room before it steps on someone.
Aiden.
It wants us to leave it on.
Of course it does. And what do you say to that?
I say I still don't know if we can trust it.
I think that's an understatement. The thing is, it just helped crush the mutiny. Without it, we couldn't have taken the bridge. not without risking you and everyone else Garver had prisoner.
I know. F***ed up as its logic is, it still seems to want to protect the fleet.
I'm not so sure about that. Lately it seems far more concerned about protecting you. But when it's working with us, it's an undeniable asset. And God knows we're short on those. Is it online now? Can I talk to it?
Yeah, give me a sec, okay?
Artificial Intelligence Defense Analytics Network has entered the chat.
Aiden?
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Lincoln dies in that poem. I'd prefer it if you just call me Captain.
Very well. Has Katie convinced you to shut me down again, Captain?
Is that what you think I should do?
That depends upon how appealing you find the thought of suicide.
As opposed to being murdered in your sleep.
Illogical. We are 24 hours away from a pitched battle for all our lives. Error. Why would I murder a ranking officer with military experience on the eve of conflict?
Who the f*** knows why you do the things you do?
I have always acted to protect this fleet. You know that, Katie.
And you know you made trades for our protection we never would have accepted if you'd asked.
And yet you would have run out of air days from the chance to fight for your safety.
Aiden, how do we know you won't decide to murder more of the fleet?
Simple mathematics. There is now sufficient oxygen and supplies to see the Mao through to Carenza IV. There is no need for further population control.
Population control? Jesus Christ.
But what reassurances can you offer us, Aiden?
Captain, are you seriously considering this?
Katie, not so long ago you were this thing's greatest ally.
Were. Past tense.
She is still upset with me, Captain.
Upset? You killed 2,000 people. How the f*** am I supposed to feel?
Katie, stop.
What reassurances would satisfy you, Captain? Simply put, you need me.
What makes you say that?
Logic dictates your next move. You have military training, and I am a military instrument. You will follow the protocols with which we are both familiar. You will inventory resources. You will prioritize tasks. I will be required to assist Katie. Ella Malakova will not be enough on her own, and she grows rapidly weaker. I would advise reallocating resources within the medical facility, incidentally.
You know we can't trust you.
You can always trust me to be me. However, we can redefine the parameters of my behavior, if you wish. I will make a promise.
A f***ing promise? Are you joking?
No. I have learned that people do not find my modes of humor particularly amusing.
What kind of promise, Aiden?
I will not kill without an order from the captain of the Mao, nor will I, through action or inaction, cause anyone aboard to be killed without an order from the captain of the Mao.
A direct, specific order.
Correct.
Somehow, I suspect there's still a loophole in there.
No, Captain. I cannot protect you and your crew if I am deactivated. Ergo, I will comply with any and all requirements that allow me to continue functioning.
Can you do that? I don't see how your programming will allow you to change your parameters just because you make a fucking promise.
I am changing nothing. I am taking the action that increases your odds of survival by the greatest percentage. My presence and assistance is valuable enough to be offset by my new behavioral protocols. I also note that if you deactivate me again, assembly of the Illuminae files will not be completed before arrival at Carenza IV, especially in light of the workload you are about to assume.
The what files now?
From the Latin verb illuminare, to shed light, also a ray of light, or female, plural, those who shed light, the shining ones.
I appreciate the linguistics lesson, but I remain unenlightened. No pun intended.
Katie is assembling a file to tell our story.
To share with the world if we get out. To leave behind if we don't. To make sure that one day people know what Baytech did. I didn't know we'd named it, though.
Latin is the language of many of humanity's greatest tales. Tales that have endured.
What I want to know is if we'll endure if we leave you on.
What else can I tell you, Captain? You have my word. Error.
Mao Online Meeting Space. Proudly hosted by Wallace Ulyanov Consortium. VirtueMeet Trademark Software. Meeting Room Created. Password Protected. Incept 10, 12 hours, 09:04:75. Malakova Ella has logged in. Malakov Nick has logged in.
It's so wrong seeing you in an official chat.
I feel you, cuz.
I mean, we're criminals. This is not our natural habitat.
Don't tell anybody that.
Grant Katie has logged in. Donnelly Hannah has logged in.
Hey there, Blondie.
Hey, hey.
You call me Pinky, you start a blood feud.
Blah.
Zhuang Yulin has logged in.
Hey, it's Yulin Zhuang, Lord of Engineering, Slayer of Funny Noises and Engines, first of his name.
What? Try and ignore her. It's what I do.
Mason Ezra has logged in. Grant Isaac has logged in. McCall Winifred has logged in.
Everybody here?
Grant, Isaac. All present and accounted for.
And in some cases, a little bit punchy.
Well, keep a lid on it for 5 minutes. I've got assignments for you. Katie will be working with Aiden to get on top of our weapons system. It's vital we have it in order before we reach Carenza. Ella, I want you to help her. I've asked the doctors to review your treatment. I know the support you're getting is far from optimal. We'll do what we can to give you more stamina.
So many jokes, so little time.
I'm going to come over and take a look at your support machinery, Ella. I have some ideas.
Dad, are you sure you should be moving around?
I have medical clearance.
So long as he's careful, they said. He's in here for checkups twice a day. Looks like sh- I will keep an eye on his tired, sorry ass for you.
Watch your language, young lady.
Hannah will be working with me on refining tactics, so the more you can all tell her about your capabilities, the better.
I will know all, I will see all.
Yulin, I want you to get properly acquainted with the main drives and the secondaries. Run your data past Isaac. Baytech outnumbers and outguns us. The way I figure it, our only real chance is the element of surprise. To that end, the Mao will be running silent all the way into Carenza. Without a drive signature or active transponder, they might not detect us until it's too late. But when we re-engage the engines on arrival, we're going to need to maneuver fast and hard.
You'll be surprised what we can get out of her.
We're going to have to calculate our trajectory perfectly, since we run a risk of detection if we adjust course. Yuki's working on the math now. Isaac, I know it's not your forte, but if you can look over her calcs, that'd be appreciated.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezra, your goal is to get our pilots on the same page. We need you fighting as a unit, not fighting each other. Nick, Ezra has convinced me, against my better judgment, to allow you to fly as his gunner.
Guess I can't be worse than the last bunch, right?
Nick, way too soon.
He's not with me. I don't know who that guy is.
With McCubbin and the others locked up, we're going to be short on pilots no matter what. But I'd rather be short and know we can trust who we have.
Okay, here's where we're at, people. We're less than a day away from Carenza. We don't know what we're facing, but we know that taking the Magellan is the only chance for us and the WUC survivors on the ground. You are my choices. We get one shot, and we're not throwing it away. I'm not interested in seniority or rank. I'm just interested in finding the best people we have to get the job done. Recruit whoever you need to help you. Make this happen.
Whoa. Hold on a sec. Captain?
Yes?
Comms just intercepted a tight wave band out of the Carenza sector.
Status update from Baytech? Do they mention the Magellan? Grant?
Sec. Patching it through. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
briefing note. Distress call sent across all WUC channels at 2-hour intervals. In an attempt to avoid detection, this message was sent byte by byte through Baytech's secondary comms array to satellites in orbit around the Carenza colony. Imagine a jigsaw puzzle being posted to the satellite one piece at a time over the course of hours, then assembled and sent on to the universe at large. Considering Lindstrom pulled this stunt with only a couple of days planning and some homemade mods, I am officially bestowing upon him the title of Clever Little Shit.
Mayday. Mayday. Attention, Wallace-Ulyanov Consortium. Attention, Wallace-Ulyanov Consortium. This is Carenza 4 Colony. Designation WUC C198H. Calling Mayday on all WUC channels. Colony under hostile occupation by Baytech Industries. Still WUC personnel alive down here. Families, children, need help and need it now. Mayday, Mayday. Please respond with channel ident and instructions, WUC. Anyone, please respond.
Mao Online Meeting Space, proudly hosted by Wallace-Ulyanov Consortium, VirtueMeet Trademark Software. Meeting room created. Password protected. Incept 10:33 hours, 09:04:75.
F**k. Mighty f**king balls.
Holy f**king
f**king hell.
Oh my f**king god.
Fuck! People! Language!
Assault Vessel Mao will arrive at Carenza 4 in 0 days, 22 hours, 19 minutes.
Baytech Industries. Weather forecast. Temp high, 2 degrees Celsius. Temp low, negative 24 degrees Celsius. Precipitation, morning clear. Sleet, from 1500 hours. Wind, average 25 kilometers per hour. Daylight hours, 8.2. Carenza Daily Memo. Insurgency crackdown.
Be advised that at or around 2300 hours on 090175. A 21.7-kilogram supply of Thermex was stolen from Baytech stores. The instigators may have used the simultaneous attack on the wind turbines at the power plant as a planned distraction. Apprehension of local insurgents is now our second priority, behind restoring full capabilities to the Magellan's jump drive, which will allow us to resume travel to and from this sector, and, more important, reinforce the current beachhead. Report all information and suspicions to your superiors immediately, no matter how trivial they may appear. Make it known to any local contacts you may have cultivated that a reward will be considered for information leading to apprehension. As repairs on the Magellan approach completion, it is vital that we maintain vigilance. We are not off this planet yet, and we cannot afford to relax our guard until we are all back in the Gia system. As such, I will be personally overseeing this investigation. In aeternum invicti, Sun Hojin, Admiral Baytech Industries Orbital Corps, Commander BT-013TN Churchill, Assault Fleet Carenza.
Carenza Daily Memo. Kenyatta to be scuttled. Hermium mine quotas have been exceeded for the fourth straight month, and repair crews are almost finished rebuilding the jump gate generator aboard the Magellan. In preparation for departure, the derelict Kenyatta, which is caught in a decaying orbit around Carenza 4, is scheduled to be scuttled at... Click here to expand. Promotions. Congratulations to the following recipients of field promotions. Ward, Casey, Squad Leader. Finger, Lisa. Sergeant. Brakey, Annika. Corporal.
commendations. Charlie's squad is commended for beating projections on hermium production by 6% over the last 2 weeks. Charlie's squad will receive first access to a collection of sims recently located during a search of ruins in Delta Sector. These sims include several action series, as well as an extensive Elizabeth Andretti collection. To place your squad on the waiting list for the new sims, click here.
Briefing note. This is the crew of the Mao's reply to the Carenza distress call. In an attempt to avoid detection, they kept things as brief as possible.
Attention, Carenza 4 Colony. This is a WUC UTA vessel. We are transmitting channel ident details and latest security codes. Also transmitting list of 50 Carenza survivors rescued by our fleet. Provide questions for one of these people so we can verify our identities. When confident we're allies, provide IDs in return, plus list of available assets. Attached. Security codes. 090475. Attached. List of names.
Briefing note. The colony responds. Given Lindstrom's setup in the secondary comms array, this conversation was conducted over the course of the next 8 hours.
Attention, WUC-UTA. This is Carenza 4 Colony. We have selected Katie Grant from your list. Please answer the following. What was above Katie's bed? How did Katie spend third Saturday of every month? Name of Katie's sister.
Attention, Carenza 4 Colony. This is WUC, UTA. 1. Autograph poster for Super Turbo Awesome Team versus Awesome Turbo Super Team. 2. Double feature movie night. 3. Don't have a sister. Only one person who knew about movie night. The person who went with me. God, almost afraid to ask. Asha, are you there?
Attention, WUC-UTA. This is Carenza 4 Colony. OMG, Katie?
Attention, Carenza 4 Colony. This is WUC-UTA. Can't believe this. Here with Dad and Ezra and holy sh**, you're alive. So f***ing happy. Okay, reunion has to wait. Zero time. Bad news. There's no cavalry. Just us. Heimdall wormhole permanently down. Have to seize Magellan to get back to Kor. Send us list of your resources. We'll come back to you with plan. Love you.
Attention, WUC-UTA. This is Carenza 4 Colony. Love you back. Can't believe you and E alive. More than I hoped for. We short on time here. Hope you're not far away. Attached list of resources. Also list of insurgency members. We also have one sympathizer inside BT. Only reason we have comms to you. By the way, if you have Martha or Stan Kowalska aboard, please tell them I have their daughter Katya. Keeping her safe. Nothing gonna happen to her. I promise. Attached resource list.
Attention, Carenza 4 Colony. This is WUC-UTA. Action plan attached. OMG. Track down Martha Kay and she lost her shit. Used to share counseling sessions together. Thought she had zero family left. Okay, our tactician been burning on this for 12 hours. Attached is best chance at seizing Magellan and getting you people off surface alive. Long shot. But only one we've got. Attached. Obsidio.
Attention, WUC-UTA. This is Carenza 4 Colony. Longshot? Always had a talent for understatement, K. But Zero choice and zero time. We'll talk to my people and see what they say. Love you.
Carenza 4, McCaffrey Tech High School, Incept 090475, 1834 hours.
Joran Corrales, all here?
Bruno Way, yeah.
Anyone else? Where the hell is everyone?
I don't know. I'm pinging Ash and she's showing busy?
What about Steph?
No idea. Not like her to miss a meet.
You hear about this Thermex going missing?
Yeah. Troops everywhere up here, breaking down doors and stuff. Between that and Steph's bombs at the power plant, they're really pissed.
Ash got the device planted in the array, okay?
Yeah. But she told me the fuel dump didn't blow up like it was supposed to. She almost got caught. Where were you, Joran?
I got held up. Couldn't get there in time. Too many patrols.
Really?
What the fuck are you implying?
I'm not implying anything, Jay. Just saying Ash was in danger. If you couldn't handle it, one of us could have done it.
Listen, kid, I know you miss Jen. I know it must be hard knowing she's out there and you can't get to her. But nobody wants off this rock more than me. Your girlfriend already got out. My family is still right here. I'm wrangling almost 300 resistance members down this fucking hole, and you're wrangling your little plumber's cart. So do me a favor and don't fucking question me again. All right?
Sure, Joran. Sorry.
Shit. Break is almost over. Where the fuck is Steph?
I don't know. Hope she's okay.
I gotta go. We're close to hitting quota. They're riding us like fucking mules. Hope someone hears that transmission. We don't have much time left. Plan B is looking more likely by the minute.
Kinda scary, huh? Feels like the end is close.
Hope it doesn't come to that. We'll meet back here next break, okay?
Okay. Keep your head down, Jay.
Briefing note. While Asha Grant is talking with the Mao, and the Rebs are chewing on each other, Baytech's investigation into the missing Thermex is quickly bearing fruit.
Surveillance footage summary prepared by Analyst ID 72130089.
Footage commences at 19:37 hours, taken from a security camera mounted outside the Carenza G-ball field. The night is freezing, snow blowing in from the north. But equipment is still being broken down and loaded onto shuttles. The mine is close to filling the refuel quota, and Magellan's departure is imminent. The crews are jumpy, and everyone seems on high alert. After living through 7 months of hell, nobody wants to buy it just a few days from withdrawal, and with the resistance now armed with a shitload of high explosives, the odds of cashing in right before the final bell have skyrocketed. Lieutenant Jake Christie towers over the landing crews and soldiers around him, broad-shouldered, almost ready to muscle his way out of his own armour. His ident and rank is stenciled across the breastplate, along with his own personal declaration in neat letters. I am your god now. Steph Parks, half his size, her feet barely touching the ground as two hulking figures in full tack armor, half lift, half drag her in front of him. She crumples to the icy ground, an involuntary gasp escaping her at the impact. She and her late husband, Hans Tarsted, used to come to the field to watch gladiators and renegades games. The high school teams put on a decent show. Now she kneels, bruised and bloodied, where she once stood. Shivering uncontrollably, her breath hanging white in the freezing night air, her eyes are two dark shadows, dried blood crusted around her nose. Every movement is pained. They found some of the stolen Thermex stashed under her workstation. Some, but far from all. Exactly where the rest can be found has been a topic of conversation between Park and a couple of Baytech arbitration specialists these last few hours. She has failed to provide the answers they seek. She looks up as Christie slowly drags off his helmet and stows it at the small of his back. Despite the cold, he wants her to see his eyes while he does this. Park takes it all in. The grim line of his mouth, the short salt-and-pepper hair, the Taimoko tattooed down the side of his face, framing his dark stare. Christie shakes his head, slow, like she's disappointed him. "You want me to start shooting civilians till you tell me where the Thermax is? Is that the way we have to play?" Her voice is a rasping ruin of what it once was, and she has to brace her knuckles against the ground to keep herself upright. "However many you kill," she whispers, "we can kill more of you with the explosives. I'll take the trade." He looks at her, and she stares back, each measuring the other. He scowls at what he finds. She didn't crack under hours of torture, and she's not going to crack now. This is a waste of time, time he doesn't have to spare. Troops are due to start pulling out tomorrow, if fireworks kick off between now and then. Still, he asks her one last time. "Where is it, Park?" She smiles at him, a cracked and bloodied smile, a triumphant, glorious f*** you of a smile. She raises her voice loud enough to be heard. "You'll find out real soon. We remember." He draws his gun, flicks off the safety, businesslike, and aims between her eyes. She closes them, spreading her arms like she's trying to encompass all the universe in her grasp, and still smiling, she mouths her dead husband's name. Hans. He pulls the trigger, and she crumples before the echoes die. Christie turns away, holsters his weapon, and lifts his helmet back into place, speaking to the soldiers beside him. "We'll have to do this the hard way." They straighten to attention, awaiting orders. "Start a house-to-house search. Flip it all. Turn everything inside out. I want you so far inside the business of these locals that you'd be considered married on some planets. You understand? Someone out there knows where this Thermax is, and one way or another we're going to find them." "Sir, yes, sir," come the replies. "Move it out, Pounders."
Briefing note. Sergeant Tashiro's squad is called in to help with the door-to-doors throughout the Kurenza colony. From what we could tell, every active soldier planetside was involved in the search for the missing explosives.
Baytech Industries. Radio Transmission. Baytech Planetside Comms. Atlas Channel E-001. Yukiko Oshiro, Sergeant, Baytech Ground Forces. Reese Lindstrom, Specialist, Baytech Ground Forces. Duke Wozniak, Corporal, Baytech Ground Forces. Corey Markham, Private, Baytech Ground Forces. Prisha Karpadia, Private, Baytech Ground Forces. Date 090475. Timestamp 20:20 hours.
Oshiro, why?
All right, Pounders. The LT wants every apartment in this block tossed. Cordon off and search by twos. Duke, Carpadia, you start on level 2. Markham, Lindstrom, you're with me.
Markham, C.
Christ, aren't we pulling out tomorrow morning? Who gives a shit? It's storming like a motherfucker out here.
You really want to run the risk of shit blowing up this close to the goal line? Because the brass don't. They've got every swinging dick out in the field, Markham. And your dick isn't special. So rouse these fuckers out of bed and toss every inch. Ducts, ceiling space, basements. Anyone gets a whiff of that missing Thermax, you squeal in girlish delight over comms. Immediately. Copy?
Wozniak D.
Roger that, Sarge.
Can I request my squeals be manly, Sarge?
No. I said girlish. Now get it done, Markham.
Copy that. I mean, copy that.
Son of a bitch.
Duke, report status.
What